Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time, June 19th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." There is something deeply revealing about the things we cling to. Not merely possessions, but the quieter treasures we accumulate inside ourselves. Recognition, control, security, reputation, success, comfort, even wounds we refuse to surrender. Jesus is not condemning material things as evil. Rather, he is asking a deeper question. What has captured your heart? Because whatever we treasure begins to shape us. A person who treasures power begins to fear weakness. A person who treasures approval becomes enslaved to the opinions of others. A person who treasures comfort may slowly avoid love whenever love becomes costly. But the one who treasures God becomes free. Contemplative spirituality teaches us that the heart is always attaching itself to something. We cannot live without desire. The spiritual life is not the destruction of desire, but its perfection. The saints were not people without longing. They were people whose longing had finally found its true home. So Jesus invites us to examine our inner storehouses. What occupies our thoughts when silence comes? What loss frightens us most? What do we protect at all costs? What do we believe we cannot live without? There lies our treasure, and there too lies our hearts. There's an old story told of a monk who lived in great simplicity in the desert. He possessed almost nothing: a wooden bowl, a mat for sleeping, a lantern, and a few books of scripture. One evening a traveler came upon the monk and was astonished by its emptiness. "Father," the traveler asked, "where are your belongings?" The monk smiled gently and replied, "Where are yours?" The traveler laughed awkwardly, "I'm only passing through." "So am I," said the monk. That is the wisdom of the gospel. We spend so much of our lives believing as though this world were permanent. We grasp and hoard and worry and compare. Yet all earthly things eventually slip through our fingers. Beauty fades, possessions break, titles disappear, even our bodies weaken with time. Jesus is not trying to make us fearful of life. He is trying to free us from building our identity upon what cannot last. The tragedy is not that earthly treasures perish. The tragedy is when our hearts perish with them. Heavenly treasure is different. It cannot decay because it is not root because it is rooted in love. Every hidden act of mercy, every silence made in faith, every sacrifice, every quiet prayer whispered in darkness, every moment of forgiveness, every surrender to God, these become eternal. The world often overlooks such things because they produce no applause, but heaven sees differently. A mother praying beside her child's bed, a man choosing honesty when deceit would profit him, a priest sitting patiently beside the suffering, a lonely soul remaining faithful in prayer despite dryness and silence. These are treasures no thief can steal. In contemplative prayer, we slowly learn that God Himself is the treasure, not merely His gifts, not merely His consolations, not even spiritual success, just God. And once the heart discovers Him, everything else begins to loosen its grip. St. Augustine of Hippo once wrote, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Every earthly attachment carries within it some hidden restlessness, because created things were never meant to bear the full weight of our souls. Only God can do that. This gospel also challenges the culture surrounding us. We live in a world constantly urging us to accumulate more possessions, more status, more influence, more visibility. We are taught to curate ourselves carefully before others, to build platforms and preserve images. Yet Christ quietly says, "Store up treasure in heaven." Not visibly, not applause, not accumulation, but love. The paradox of the gospel is that the more freely we give ourselves away in love, the richer we become. Heaven's economy is the opposite of the world's. Mercy multiplies when it is spent. Compassion deepens when shared. The heart expands through surrender. And so perhaps the invitation today is simple. Open your hands. Release what you cannot keep. Trust the one who alone endures. For in the end, we do not carry earthly treasure into eternity. We carry only the love we allowed God to form within us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know how easily my heart clings to passing things. So much of my anxiety, fear, and restlessness comes from treasures that cannot last. Teach me to seek what is eternal. Free me from the illusion that possessions, success, or human approval can satisfy the deepest hunger of my soul. Give me the grace to store up treasure in heaven through love, mercy, humility, and faithful prayer. When I am tempted to cling tightly to this world, remind me that I am only passing through. May my true treasure be found in you alone, and where you are, may my heart remain always. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.